Major funding for Only a Game comes from Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals worldwide. Oliver Wyman serves global 1,000 companies. OliverWyman.com.
This is Only a Game. I'm Bill Littlefield. Meetings this week between the NHL and the Players Association failed to produce a new collective bargaining agreement. Commissioner Gary Bettman had announced that unless an agreement could be reached before Saturday at midnight, when the current CBA expires, the league would lock out the players. As no more meetings have been scheduled, that outcome seems likely. Joining me to discuss the recurrent theme of lockout is Matthew Futterman of the Wall Street Journal. Matthew, welcome back to Only a Game.
Thanks for having me.
On Thursday, the NHL owners voted unanimously to give Commissioner Bettman the authority to lock the players out beginning Saturday at midnight. It would appear that fans and those whose careers depend on the games going on will lose out again, at least for a while. Why has the lockout become the tool of choice for sports leagues?
I think the main reason is that it gives the owners a sense of control of their own destiny, and they can prepare for it, they can do what they can. I think everyone saw the damage that the Baseball Players Union was able to inflict on the owners and the gains they were able to make throughout the 70s and 80s, and those were largely gained through strikes. Granted, they were strikes that the owners sort of forced on the players, but they were strikes nevertheless. And I think the lockout gives these owners a sense of control that they're controlling the course of action.
The NFL lockout in 2011 did not affect the regular season at all, and it certainly was not as acrimonious as it could have been. Why was that?
You know, I think there was a sense throughout that both sides knew that this was going to cost everybody just too much money if it got to the point of losing regular season games. And the players, you know, the players were really prepared to do that. The players were really galvanized at that point, and they had also taken out, without the NFL knowing, they had taken out this massive insurance policy. So they were ready to go. The owners, I think everyone felt that the owners just ultimately didn't have the stomach to start losing regular season games and the hundreds of millions of dollars that was going to cost them down the line with payments from the television companies.
The NBA lost 16 games as a result of last year's lockout. In retrospect, do you think Commissioner Stern and the league feel that it was worth it?
I mean, I think they all feel like it's worth it at this point. And this goes back to the original question, because the owners basically have what they want at this point. They have salary caps. They have limits on free agency. Increasingly, they have limits on the contracts that they have to give the unproven talent that they get from drafts largely. So they have a lot of what they want. So what you end up having when they threaten these lockouts and actually follow through with them is they end up having a fight over the percentage of the slice of the pie that the players get. So given that that's the case, and given that they signed these long-term television contracts, which pretty much lock in the bulk of their revenues for the next decade, why not try and make the players' share a little smaller?
Last November, as the NBA was slogging through an ugly lockout, Major League Baseball negotiated a new collective bargaining agreement in what appeared to be a near-complete absence of acrimony. What made that possible?
The people that were leading that process, namely the commissioner, lived through the 94 strike, and he saw the damage that was done. And they don't want to do that anymore. They have these soaring revenues, and they really feel that a lot of the growth is due to the peace that they've had since 1994, I guess really since 1995. Their labor negotiations are much more mature. There was no need to lose games and makes all sorts of grandstanding threats.
Given recent victories by leagues and by owners, do you think that the model that emphasizes the lockout, or at least the threat of a lockout, will be the one used by sports leagues going forward?
I think as long as the revenues continue to go in the direction they're going, which is up, and as long as they feel like they can get something out of it, sure. They know that the players really don't want to miss time and be forced not to play. It's the thing they do. They've been doing pretty much one thing since they were little kids, and this is what they expect to do every day. And they spend all their time thinking about it. And so they know that, and given that, you know, these are businessmen. They're pretty tough guys when it comes to business. That's how they made enough money to buy teams in the first place. And I think they don't feel any remorse or regret about trying to maximize the value of their businesses.
Matthew Futterman is a sports reporter for The Wall Street Journal. Matthew, thank you very much for speaking with me.